Mock food today, Robin. I know it's your favorite subject. Yeah. And from the Big Fork Tamarat Festival, we have Toots Ward with us. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hi. I'm eager to learn all about it because I had visions of large trees.
Exactly. Well, so did George and El Nadero when they came up with this celebration for the tamarack, which, of course, is another name for the Western larch, and
right.
It is a big tree. But it's unique because it, of course, at this time of year, it changes.
Yeah.
Its needles change from green to bright gold. And I'm a North Carolina girl, so we don't have those back east. And when I married Montana, then I became aware of that. And
yeah.
It's so beautiful now to look at the mountainside and you can see, pick them out and see that. But that's what the festival is celebrating. Is
and when you buy a cord of wood, you hope you get some larch in there, too.
Yes, snap, crackle, pop. That's my husband.
Right.
Yeah, my husband's
yeah.
family's favorite.
But trees are one thing, but food's something very different.
Food is something else. You know, we've had, this is actually the 35th year. George and Elna came up with this idea in 1988, and so it's a very, very local, and it was a celebration for when the masses that are here in the summertime have gone back and gone back wherever they came from, and they're leaving us to be able to kind of relax and roam around a little bit with more ease. And so the idea of this type of festival, I liken it to a big family reunion, and it's and a big potluck included
yeah.
in that. And the family is the locals. They're the local folks. And it happens in Big Fork right along the sidewalks of Electric Avenue in front of all the businesses,
right.
starting from Eric Thorson's studio, running all the way down to the Garden Bar. And this year beyond is we're going to have the courtyard area, the yard area that is Lake Baked. Many people remember that as Brookie's Cookies for
oh, yeah.
years.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But that's now Lake Baked, mm-hmm. owned by Jana Felt, and that she's graciously given us the use of the yard around there for pumpkin carving for the kids. There's going to be face painting. Those things are being sponsored by the Big Fork Arts and Cultural Center. And then Miranda and Michael Johnson are bringing their apple press. So you'll be able to bring your own apples, bring
wow.
your own container, and you'll be able to press your own apple juice. And according to them, 30 to 40 apples is about what you need for a gallon. To
yeah,
produce
okay.
that.
Yeah, bring your own apples, BYOA.
That's right. And jug, BYOJ.
And jug, yeah. yeah.
Uh-huh. So those are just some of the highlight sidebar things. But the main crux of this, of course, is the food. And there's 13 different food categories this year. And they range from, I can just give you
I love the way you've mapped this out up and down Electric Avenue.
And you can get a copy of this map by going to the Big Fork Chamber website and click on that icon. But you'll start in on there's tables set up along the sidewalk. It's not in the street, and they don't block the traffic. So we are very careful. We really highly recommend you take advantage of the new parking facility there in Big Fork so that we don't have any more cars than we have
okay.
to have.
Okay, now, Toots, you mentioned earlier that it's kind of like a big family reunion and potluck. But do we have to bring food, or is it all there?
It's no, this is all about you bringing the food, and this is...
So there's categories you want to fill.
Exactly.
Okay.
So and there's 13 of them, and you can make as just participate in one or as many as you want. I think last time we were able to have Tamarack Time was 2019 pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why we wanted to come have an opportunity to come and re-announce it and let you know it's open again. And the food categories are appetizers. In fact, let me say where they are. I'll use my map
sure.
here.
All right.
When you park and you come, you're going to, first of all, we want you to bring your food in between 11 and 12 on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 14th, to the respective food category. And so pickles are going to be in front of Eric Thorson. And we have the sweet and the dill or garlicky kind do not compete with each other. So if you're bringing bread and butter pickles, you're going to be competing with others like that.
Oh, okay.
And then the dill. So I just didn't feel like they can compete.
Did we choose the foods with the businesses in mind?
No.
Who would be in a pickle?
I don't know. It's always been.
It's kind of like an appetizer. You can crunch a pickle while you're walking to the next table.
That's where your category is going to be. Bring your pickles. Bring all of the. What I'm getting ready to tell you. Bring them all between 11 and 12 to these businesses or the out front of their business. The kids category, and that's open for the kids who are 14 and younger to bring to enter. Whatever they want to make for the day, and that's located in front of Showtime Act 2. And then the chili, which is very popular, and we need a lot of it because everybody likes chili, so be sure you're getting your best chili recipe out. That's going to be right smack in front of the Performing Arts Center, so it's really easy to find that. And then speaking of appetizers, we have appetizers, and they're going to be in front of Sotheby's and Electric Avenue Gifts station there. Another hugely popular category is pies. And so, and I say pa, but I'm trying to say it more Montana-ish, pie.
Okay.
We have fruit pies and that sort of thing. And then there's the other types like cream pies or chocolate or something. They compete with each other.
What about, I hope they have rhubarb. That's a vegetable.
That is, but it's delicious.
It's
and
tangy.
I bet you will find some rhubarb. I might have some in my freezer.
All right.
I have to make you one. Then we move down to Eva Gates Preserves. Out front of her place that's the cookies the cookie category, and bars. By the way, they are in the same. So if you have a bar cookie that you make, by all means, bring that too. And then we move down to in front of the Pocket Stone. We have ethnic, and then potatoes. And so those are two different categories, but they're side by side. Now, across the street over to the Garden Bar, in front of the Garden Bar, you're going to have another form of desserts. So it's anything except pies and cookies. So it's going to be your chocolate cakes, or it's going to be that kind of thing. And then and this is in Twin Birch Square. And if you've been to Big Fork, you know we have a great big fork in the middle of Big Birch Square. That's your identifier that you're at the right place.
Okay.
And that's where we have breads and jams. And so then you move on up to the Big Fork Bay gift and gear area and the new Mountain Vibes Gallery. You might recognize the name Jug Tree was where Mountain Vibes Gallery is now. And that's where you're going to have casseroles. And that is another hugely popular one. You're going to get your, let's stay with food. So we're going to keep going, moving up to in front of the SM Bradford and Maddie and Max store, and that's where the soups will be. And then finally, we end up with stews, and that's at the Four Fine Art and the Salt Boutique. Where do you get your tickets?
That was my next question.
I was reading your mind. They're going to have the table's going to be set up in front of the Art Cultural Center, which is where the clock tower is.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so hang on to your wallet. Are you ready for how much this costs?
Yeah.
$5.
$5.
$5.
Wow. That's a bargain.
It certainly is. Yeah. And I really had it, it, it I was talked into raising it to $5 just for the ease of the bills.
Oh, yeah.
They were the girls and guys that were selling the badges. Back then we had sticky badges that you would get. Now we do a hand stamp. Because the badges would fall off and, you know, it was a mess.
Then there would be trouble.
And then there would be
still
trouble.
Hungry.
Yeah. But that's it. $5 and you can go and get in. And there's no set order. If you want to make a beeline down to pies.
You're going to start dessert. Yeah, start with dessert.
Start with dessert and work your way back or just whatever you would like to do.
Right. Eat dessert first. It's been my policy.
Good. All right. So it all gets started.
Saturday,
all right.
11 o'clock, bring your food. 12 o'clock, judging begins. And when the clock strikes one, that's when the tasting begins.
All right. Okay. Two Sword, thank you for putting all this together for us.
Thank you so much.
All right.